Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
And the captain.
And as we were talking about, evidently, civil unrest is springing up all over the world. Is it a CIA plot to create disorder so that the American government can swoop in, like in Syria and all of these other nations? Or is something a bit more profound going on?
Probably a little both.
I like to think that the rise of the internet and the age of information eventually will reveal to people the true horrors of the state. And it helps that we have like Barack Obama on video admitting that the nation state is a, what, I don't remember, he didn't say a criminal gang, but he said an
institution. Oh, he said it's a monopoly of violence, right?
Yeah, in a given geographic area, and that's all it is. And there's this elaborate web of mythology and religious belief wrapped around it to make it seem like it's more benevolent than that. But as we were talking about before, it's all about power, it's all about taxation, extract, it's all about being parasites. It's a parasitical class of people that has convinced us that we need the parasites to survive.
The government.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to your point about, you know, the internet sort of making a dent in the availability of the information, it certainly has sparked, I think we're in the era of what's called the second man, right? So whenever a social change happens, like one guy stands up and he's like, hey guys, this is wrong, we shouldn't be doing this stuff. He gets ridiculed, made fun of, and told he's crazy and, you know, a whack job, et cetera, and so on. And like that's
well,
sort
the
of...
Romans said the same thing about Christ.
Okay. So it's like, let's just say that that guy is correct, though, right? It's the second man, right, that is really the most important in the social movement, right? Because now somebody's agreeing with the guy who was ridiculed and laughed at, right? You know, and you'll see this in folks who argue for libertarianism or anarchy or whatever. You know, statists, when you try and tell them like the government shouldn't exist because your relationship with them is involuntary. Right, they'll come back, they'll laugh at you, like, oh, you're crazy, they'll never, you know, all that kind of stuff, right?
Well, yeah, because they bought into that myth that
right.
It's for their own good.
And, like, these theories have been around, right? Anarchism, you know, anarchist thought writings and stuff has been around for a long time, but the internet has made it more available and allowed more people to talk about it and allowed it to gain traction. And that's why I think that we're sort of in the second man phase. You know, the first man was like the origins of anarchist thought, right? And statelessness, you know, all that kind of a thing. But like, I think right now, my gut feeling is that we're in the era of the second man regarding people coming to terms with the fact that the state is a useless entity.
Well, I'm looking for the exact theory, but I mean, yes, you're correct. And generally the hypothesis is a 10% theory. If you can get 10% of a population to adopt an idea, then it's going to survive the long haul. But initially you have that very first wave of people, then you have maybe like 5% of the population. You know, that's when it begins to spread. That 5% snowballs into like 15%, and that's when it becomes the early adopters, and then it becomes the masses, then the late adopters, then the final holdouts.
Right.
And I think we are seeing the second stage, you call it the second man, but the second stage of that ideological revolution taking place, where initially, yes, it was Adam Smith and John Locke and then Thomas Jefferson and the classical liberals and libertarians came along a few centuries later. You had Murray Rothbard, Hayek, Mises, or Mises, however people want to pronounce it, take the ideas even further.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have us coming along saying, oh, yeah, those people, they were correct.
Yeah.
Sorry to burst your bubble.
Observe the evidence and make your decision based on that.
Yeah. So, and we're not the only ones who at least agree, although some of these people may only want longer leashes. That's the case in a lot of these uprisings we've seen. That's what happened in the United States in the American Revolution. They didn't want to cast off the state. They just wanted longer leashes.
Well, there was a small set of people amongst the, quote, founding fathers, unquote, whom all sort of, you know, were of the mind that, hey, we don't need the state. We're free. You know, we have this vast area of land that's been undiscovered, right? We can just be free men. You know, and they were sort of shunned by the minarchists, one, is essentially, right?
Right.
That group, the founding fathers, that group was much larger than what you're taught in school. There was more people to that group. And
yeah, the Hamiltons won, the Jeffersons lost.
Right, and some of the other people within that group were of the anarchist thought.
Interesting. I wasn't aware of that. Of course, they're not going to teach that in school.
No,
you know.
No.
Do they teach anything there?
In school?
Obedience. That's right. I forgot.
They teach obedience. They teach memorization pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know how useful memorization has ever been to my life, but they at least teach it.
I can still recite the 50 states because of a song they made me memorize.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
I had in my American history class for the 11th grade, he required us to memorize every single president, the years they were in office, and their political party. Now, I thought the actual test here was for people who were stupid enough to do that and people who weren't. So I made a little cheat sheet because I've got very small handwriting and I taped it right here underneath my sweater and I cheated and made a perfect 100 on it. And all of these other people just wasted countless brain cells and countless valuable minutes of their lives on this planet memorizing this useless, absolutely useless information.
It's old dead white guys.
Yeah.
Well, I love the, I think it's called Pavlovian, right? The bell, right?
Oh, yeah.
You
just ring
class,
the bell
right?
And you'll get your little
yeah.
piece of candy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They do this to dogs in kennels, right? They'll, like, sound a bell and light a light, and then the dog knows to put its head through the hole to get fed or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard a TED talk about that, and the guy was analyzing that, and they compared it to the bell being the drugs or the actual food, and the salivation from the food was, like, more natural, obviously.
Yeah.
So it was more therapeutic for them, and
yeah,
the same in people.
That was what Pavlov ultimately discovered, was that, you know, if you fed a dog every time you rang a bell, eventually the dog would salivate just from hearing the bell ring.
Right.
You know, it's like people who get up in arms just by hearing politicians make
promises. There ought to be a law.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they're convinced that they're about to be fed, so they start salivating.
They get high on complaining. Like, complaining is something that escalates. You ever get in a group of people and everybody's always got to one-up each other. And that's why this thing works.
That's why I think so much of this has to do with just human ego and arrogance. It's because they've forgotten that we're animals, too. We can be trained.
Yeah.
We can be psychologically trained, just like a dog, just like a rat. We have to be aware of that.
And we have been.
If you're not aware of that, you can't resist it.
Yeah, you got to be woke. Woke about it.
Yeah. You can't resist manipulation that you don't know is happening. And we're constantly being manipulated by the media, by the government, by the news, by television shows, by Call of Duty.
I mean, video games, yeah.
It is everywhere. Your music constantly manipulating you because there are plenty of statists throughout music.
It's
like,
horrible.
Like, that was the whole reason I walked out of the In This Moment concert, like, the last Saturday.
Yeah.
Because they started spewing that whole, my grandfather fought in the war and he's a hero. I was like, I'm not going to be manipulated by people I like into support cheering for things that I don't approve of simply because people that I like and respect as artists said those things.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guilty of that myself, but it's, you know, we'll call it pre-woke. Right. So before I came out of the fog, like, you know, I was doing the band thing and we had a song that I wrote. It's called Vacation with a Gun. It was originally written from the perspective of the DC sniper. Right. Because I wanted, you know, it was like, well, what's that like to be on the other side of that? Right. What's he got to be thinking to be doing all these shootings or whatever? But the lyrics were ambiguous enough that a friend of like the bass players sent a bunch of CDs to his buddy who was in the Striker Brigade. Right. And he like handed our discs out to his friends. And so like that became like one of the songs they would go on maneuvers with cranking. So I was like, whoa, weird. And so like he came to one of our shows and brought a bunch of his Marine buddies or whatever. And we did the thing. We're like, hey, everybody, you know, blah, these guys are from the Striker Brigade, and they're cranking our songs, and blah, 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 and, you know, I don't know, we said some status things.
Right.
You know.
I remember the let the bodies hit the floor was like the Navy's intro.
Right.
No, it was Godsmack that did that in the song Awake. Let the bodies hit the floor, that was adopted by, I think, WWE, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure it was some sort of military branch, too.
It's a bit on the nose. I would really hope the military didn't.
Oh, no, it's bad.
I would expect it.
That's so blatant. 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the Balance of Nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
And the captain.
And I've got to ask, where do you want to be in late February? I don't want to be in New Hampshire in late February. I will be, but I don't want to be. It's going to be cold and snowy and miserable, but...
You'd rather be in a tropical paradise?
I would absolutely rather be in Acapulco, Mexico. And coming up on, where are the dates? February the 13th through the 16th, you can go to Anarchopulco and listen to people like John McAfee, Ron Paul, Doug Casey, Freeway Rick Ross. God, that's difficult to say.
Freeway Rick Ross.
Yes. Right. That's difficult. We should just scratch that name out. Paul Rosenberg, Benny Willis, and lots of others. Enjoy 4 days among the sun and the beaches of a world-class resort. Again, that's February the 13th through the 16th. Visit anarchopulco.com for 10% off with the promo code FTL. That's anarchopulco.com, promo code FTL.
Benny Willis, he's the guy from Joy Camp, right?
I don't know.
They did, I think he's doing, like, poetry now, right? Like,
really?
Yeah, but, like, they were doing some, like, comedy videos, but they were all of, you know, very sort of libertarian thought or at least philosophical thought. And they did I can't remember any of them now, and I'm sorry for failing on the memory part, but...
I like Reason's comedy videos. Those are always really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like their Game of Thrones spoof. I've never even seen Game of Thrones, but the spoof was really good.
I've not seen one episode of Game of Thrones.
I avoided it like the plague, and I hate George R.R. Martin and what he did to the entire fantasy genre.
Watch the first couple years, but then it's like, how many more ways can they spin this thing and have me stare at this box?
That's where I'm at. Like, I've... had my fill of, you know, dragons and castles and sorcery and knights and, you know, all that kind of a thing, like, a long time ago. So I was just like, oh, another one of these.
See, I still love it. I love Dungeons & Dragons. I love fantasy RPGs. My entire life, I've written a fantasy novel. I love it. But nice. George R.R. Martin didn't write fantasy. He wrote cheap, tawdry crap and masked it in fantasy, and the masses bought it. Most of them never even realized that what they were watching was, in fact, fantasy. And when I pointed this out to them, they go, oh, I never thought about that. I guess it is fantasy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's like Lord of the Rings, except it's cheap and tawdry. Yeah.
I did read the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Somebody gave it to me as a kid, I don't know, 10 years old or something, and...
I never read those. I tried to, but I couldn't get on board with his writing style.
It was a difficult read, yeah. But, you know, once you sort of started to digest the story, it was fun.
I'm sure it was. Well, let's get into the phones. We've got Robert calling from Keene. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up? What's on your mind?
Having a blowing-up evening.
Having a what?
A blowing-up evening.
I guess so.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well,
speak to us.
Reminded about something Gray said last week about people like just getting to love and be in peace and harmony with one another.
This guy.
And uh-huh. How you made, yeah, this guy, Gray.
Is this James again?
It is James, yes.
Yeah, that's...
How's it going?
Yeah, Robert's my middle name. But I'm not
sure
in New Hampshire.
I know you're not. So anyway.
I'm not
going to
blow up anybody's
What's
house,
your question?
Gray. The Gray. No, well, I have comments because I already made a challenge to you to go on Al Jazeera and make fun of a 1.6 billion people's religion on the air.
Like, I don't want to be insulting to them. They've done nothing
like
wrong.
Like you're making fun of people that believe in Jesus from a so-called church from the safety of Keene, New Hampshire, of which a naval base that was born in was only like an hour away from. So you'll never have to worry about being murdered on behalf of somebody's God, ever. And
well,
if you were, by the way, somebody from the state would try to capture that person and put them in prison forever, unlike somebody else that's actually a convicted murderer that you probably know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan for eye for an eye justice, and I would have hoped that by this point, by 2019, and all of these social developments that we've seen, and the internet, and the age of information, and all of this other stuff, that we would have moved past eye for an eye justice.
Can I respond to that?
Absolutely.
I don't know who mentioned eye for an eye other than you.
You did. If somebody kills you, the state is going to chase them down and throw them in prison. That's eye for an eye.
Oh, my God. You call that eye for an eye? I thought that Jay Loon was stupid. I mean, are you retarded? I would love to talk to you about how you said your mother was murdered and you don't seem to care about it. I should like to speak for the people that you called eye for an eye. One does not need to be a theist to believe that a murderer should spend the rest of his life or hers in prison if they were to take another human, innocent human being's life.
I know you don't have to be a theist to believe that. You just have to subscribe to eye for an eye mythology.
I should like to talk about this.
I think what he's trying to say is like eye for an eye is if you killed me, then somebody would kill you.
Well, they do that in many of the states here in the United States.
No, if somebody killed you, Gray, then let me be clear, since I guess you didn't understand what I said, because you don't like listening to people that disagree with you.
I have a hard time listening.
I said if somebody murdered you on behalf of their God that they believed in, that you were making fun of them in the public airwaves, somebody from the state of New Hampshire would do something about it while you were rotting in the ground.
Like
now,
what?
James might have a problem with that. I have no idea how he could possibly, but that explains a lot about how he's not doing anything about on another show that it was ironically called Call to Freedom and was done by a so-called professing Muslim who actually believes Allah is God and Muhammad was his messenger.
Most people around here are pretty peaceful, so I don't think I have to worry about anybody.
Okay, I'm not talking about peaceful people.
Can you focus on a single point?
What happened to your murderer? That isn't a peaceful person by definition, Gray. A murderer is not peaceful by definition. So I'm not talking about the other people that you just projected and changed the subject to, because you have a weak mind, and like I said, you don't want to talk to people.
I could be a little slow. That's okay.
Well, we're talking to you,
you're stupid,
James.
That's for sure. You're not just slow. You are stupid.
I don't mind being slow and stupid.
Well, you are the mouth-breathing dog, so you're the expert.
And you should be insulted by what James said should happen or not happen to somebody that would murder you. Have a conversation with James about that after the break, because I'm not calling in.
I'm not going to keep you on after the break. However,
of course not. You won't, because you're a sissy, not just in looks, but in mind and spirit. Literally.
No, it's because we have other things to do, James.
You're a disgusting human being.
Why are you so angry, bro? Why are you so angry?
Angry.
You sound upset sometimes.
Why am I so angry?
Yes.
Do you know how many times so-called ministers from that so-called church of you have lied and smeared, not to mention cut stocks and encouraged
you on doing number 8
to
yet?
Call me?
But none of that anger is going to help you.
Huh?
Well, James has 8 DUIs.
Why am I so angry?
Or is it 18?
Somebody expects me to show up to the... Speaking of being anti-statist, I don't hear you saying anything against Mark Edge using a state against James Wittekind.
In fact, James, thanks for the call. In fact, I do not support that endeavor, and I have, in fact, said that. How many DUIs are you at now? It's 18, isn't it? This is Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, even if it's just to insult us. 855-450-3733. Of course, we'd rather you have an actual topic. 855-450-FREE.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee is beginning the process of releasing transcripts of the closed-door impeachment hearings.
Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says,
well, I mean, who knows how much he redacts? And that's part of the rule that the resolution that was passed last week. So we'll see when they come out. But, yeah, we expect the full transcript to be released. Remember, that they announced at the start of every single deposition that this is not classified.
A white supremacist is under arrest on claims he was planning to blow up a synagogue in Pueblo, Colorado.
Mr. Holzer indicated that he wanted to do something that would let Jewish people in the Pueblo community know that they are not welcome.
U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn says Richard Holzer was taken into custody last week by an undercover FBI agent. President Trump delivering remarks Monday night at a Keep America Great Again rally in Lexington, Kentucky. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you want, even if it's just to berate us and insult us and ramble endlessly and never actually successfully make a point.
We'll take it.
For those who are unfamiliar, that was James, a longtime listener of Free Talk Live and just absolutely obsessed with it.
Mouth-breathing dollard.
Yeah.
I like saying that.
The toxic user room on the Discord channel, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com, it was pretty much created for him.
And he's in there?
He is in there, yes. And you can tag him. I've given him so many Satoshi caches that it's not even funny.
What like, is I that?
It's the smallest amount of Bitcoin cash that you can give someone.
Okay.
So it's basically just a middle finger.
Okay.
It's yeah, like leaving.
Spend it.
I'm sorry?
Because he can't spend it?
Small. In theory, he could spend it. It's just, you know, now he's getting tagged on Discord and has to go figure out why, and it's just to,
okay.
It's the equivalent of saying, you know, tagging someone in a picture of a cheeseburger and being like, now you have to open up your phone and look at this cheeseburger.
Or like leaving 2 cents for a tip at a restaurant when you had really crappy service.
Yeah. You know,
it's more that you had to have really, really horrible service to get you to tip 2 pennies, right? Yeah. Like most people would get, I'm not going to tip at all. That was horrible service. But you have to have exceptionally horrible service to leave 2 cents. And that's, I think, what.
Yeah, that sounds mean. I'll do that.
He also has 18 DUIs, as I hear. But as you hear, joined in the studio, this is Aria. I'm joined by
Gray.
And the captain.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one at liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and so much more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it, so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu, however, is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force, and for those who abide the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge on your profile. Again, it's Liberty.menu. So, we've been trying to get into the story of civil disobedience, civil unrest is how they're characterizing it. So what is the civil unrest? Because I was able to name Hong Kong from memory, but as soon as I tried to actually grasp the names that were floating in my head, they fell through my fingertips.
Yeah, this article popped across my feed. It's from Zero Hedge, and of course it's written by Tyler Durden. If you're not familiar with Tyler Durden, you know, you have the internet. Go look it up.
Fight Club.
But the headline caught my attention, and it says, we now have mass public unrest in France, Spain, Algeria, Iraq, Lebanon, Egypt, Hong Kong, Venezuela, Chile, Ecuador, and Bolivia. And the reason it caught my vision was because, I mean, first of all, that's kind of a, you know, a click-worthy headline coming from, you know, me being me. But also, it occurs to me that these things are happening simultaneously. And I was like, that's interesting if, like, you know, if we are in the middle of, you know, say the second man or the second level of sort of, you know, people sort of lifting, you know, the fog of statism, I wonder if this could be a sign.
Let's hope.
So the article goes, ages and ages of rage. Monday morning, and here we go again for another dramatic week. There are going to be monthly PMIs to look at in particular. Will we see any further deterioration, or will growth start to pick up as an early Christmas present?
What do they mean by PMIs?
I don't know, actually.
Okay.
Some sort of criteria, I'm sure.
Well, let's just continue on.
Sure. And there are, of course, rate meetings for the Fed, the BOJ, and the BOC. He's talking about, you know, all the things going on in the banking world.
Revolutions are coming, sounds like.
Plus, there's the Brexit circus. Will the EU grant the UK an extension until January 2020 or more flexible date, et cetera, and so on?
It could be just the internet that's sharing this information more so than like in the past when people didn't have this instant access to info.
In Europe, we have just seen the AfD surge to second place in state elections. In Germany's
AfD? Why are these things indicators of civil unrest?
Well, it's a 24% vote, double what it got last time, putting it 1 point ahead of Chancellor Merkel's CDU and the far left.
I don't know anything about political parties in Germany.
So each of these paragraphs are then explaining some sort of political economic changes that are being instituted by each of these governments. Right, and I think that he's
going to
tie it all together.
I don't know if I can agree that those are really changes, though. I mean, it's just swapping out one particular ruler for another.
Yeah, until they figure out like something like the state exists and what it means, they're just going to, you know, want another figurehead, and they're taking care of them.
I mean, I get that people are unhappy with the government, but the entire point of the democratic republic system is so that when they become too unhappy, they don't revolt. They just vote for a different person who carries on the exact same practices as the one before. That's why we so angrily went from Bush to Obama and then so angrily went from Obama to Trump. It's a way of pacifying the masses.
Rage quitting.
But as I scroll through the article, which goes into great detail about each of these countries, you know, sort of financial status, what the governments are attempting to do about it, it does use all of the, you know, financial and government acronyms. So,
And it gives no clarification about what any of these terms mean?
No, it expects you to know them.
well-written article.
But it does go on to say as I suspected. It sort of ties them all together. It says, indeed, consider that we now have mass public unrest on and off in France, Spain, and Germany, and Brexit, you know, the UK from Brexit, Algeria, Iraq, Lebanon, Egypt, Russia, Hong Kong, Venezuela, Chile, Ecuador, and Bolivia, plus deepening polarization in the U.S., and one could add the middle-class disruption of Extinction Rebellion in Australia, Canada, and others. And it posts a map, countries and territories where significant protests occurred in 2019. And it's rather large, actually. It outlines, you know, all of the areas where all of this unrest has occurred.
Now, in its data aggregation, does it include, like, swapping out political parties for each other as part of that unrest or a manifestation of the unrest? Because I fully agree that, you know, people in Germany are probably upset about a multitude of things.
Yes.
You know, but having the different political party there that they can vote into power that totally, like, totes for real is going to fix all of these problems they have isn't good.
Yeah, I mean, we know from history that, you know, states solving problems rarely do. You know, and they might.
We know. You, me, and her might know.
Well, and a lot of historians who've paid attention over the years, hopefully.
Hopefully. But, I mean, they generally are paid by the state, aren't they? Because,
that's,
I mean,
fact.
The economy has no use for historians and economists.
No, we
and political scientists. Yeah, we don't need those. I have no use in my daily life for a historian's services or an economist's or a political scientist's. So if these people who are interested in these ideological pursuits, to the extent that they want to somehow make a living off of it, are to do so, they have to ally themselves with the state apparatus.
Yeah, because otherwise it would take an enormous amount of work.
Yeah.
You have to do it for free.
Yeah.
You'd get kind of old.
And the closest you can come to get to that is a show like Free Talk Live.
Agreed.
Amen.
Which is more about selling entertainment in a thoughtful manner, hopefully, than it is about, you know, writing 400-page research theses about the evolution of economics in the United States.
Yeah, there's a giant archive of these shows, so we're building this library, this history record we're talking about.
Oh, that's true. And you can find that archive at freetalklive.com. It goes back like 10 years, since before podcasting was even a thing.
That's a lot.
It is. And you can call the show, talk about whatever is on your mind, 855-450-3733, or use the Discord calling lines we talked about, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
Captain Kickass.
And what's on my mind is stupid laws. Apparently, the government is quite good. You know, I'm a reader, right? So when I was a kid and I would eat breakfast, I would sit down there with a cereal box and I would just read it every single day, even though I'd already read it like thousands of times.
Right, because you didn't have a cell phone yet with, like, you know, all the world's information on it.
Right. And one of the facts that it had listed there was that, I don't remember the state now, but it was illegal to spit against the wind. So somewhere in some American state, it is illegal to spit against the wind.
And somebody had to dig that up.
Yeah, well, and every now and again, somebody will compile, you know, a list of, like, you know, the world's most ridiculous laws and that kind of thing, and you feel a little bit worse about, you know, society, and you feel a little dumber for having read it, but...
A lot of them, I just want to know the stories behind.
Yeah, like, how did they come up with what exactly happened for them to pass this specific law?
Yeah. And like, it is illegal to bark at the full moon on August the 30th. After 8 p.m. It's like, what did someone do that made this necessary?
I think that's only if you're a werewolf.
And why 8 p.m.? Why not 7:30? Right? Right. Why not 9? Right? Why specifically 8 p.m.? You know?
So you have found a list of some of the most stupid laws.
Yeah, this is from sadanduseless.com.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, my God.
Actual,
I love it already.
The internet address. Sad and Useless Humor Site. And this article, it's actually a collection of photographs, which, I mean, have been turned into memes. So they take the photograph and then they put what the ridiculous law is. And so it's a list of these things. And, you know, we'll just go through them. In Alabama, it's illegal to have an ice cream cone in your back pocket.
I can see that.
So if any of our listeners are in Alabama and you want to do some civil disobedience, go get yourself an ice cream cone, right? Go somewhere near, you know, the police or, you know, some other, you know, state function, whatever, and put that ice cream cone in your back pocket.
That one is hilarious. The obvious result is obvious. But I have to wonder what... I mean, it's obvious what happened. Somebody put an ice cream cone in their pocket, but... Why did that become a law?
Well, and the implication here is that it's perfectly legal to put one in your front pocket.
I don't think it'll fit. I couldn't get one in mine.
And, of course, the image.
Who even thought of this? Let's put an ice cream. I need my hands, and I can't set this ice cream cone down. I'm just going to put it in my back pocket.
I mean, if it's one of those, you know, like the pointed, like the sugar cone.
Like the waffle cone?
Yeah, the waffle cone. Like, maybe you could get away with, like, a temporary holding thing.
But if it's like the
cracker cone with the round shape. Like, first of all, I'm pretty sure that's not fitting in my back pocket. Second of all, the thing's going to crush as soon as I get it in there. And my tush is going to be, you know, nice and cold.
Yeah, and if you move even slightly, the ice cream's going to spill out.
Yeah.
All right, what's next on the list?
In Kentucky, it's illegal to lick a toad.
All right.
I can see the status justification behind it, because aren't there a lot of toads that licking them will create some sort of psychedelic effect?
Better get the right one.
Probably not in the United States, but...
Yeah, that's my guess is what that one is, too. But if it's not, why would you need... I mean, even if that's the case, right? That, oh, we don't want people getting high licking toads, so we'll make a law against it. Like, really?
In Mississippi, it's illegal to own more than two dildos.
Okay.
More than two?
Yep.
Wow.
Why is that?
You have exceeded your allotment of sex toys.
Oh.
Do they screen you when you buy them?
I don't know.
Maybe you have a punch card you have to fill out.
Hey, what are you in here for? They busted me with three dildos.
Yeah, it's one of those obscure laws that I doubt they actually enforce. Like the ice cream cone in the pocket thing. I imagine if you walked down the streets of Alabama with that ice cream cone in your pocket, you would not get arrested for it.
Like, I want to do it. Just, you know, I want to go to Alabama, buy an ice cream cone, put it in my back pocket, and walk around in front of, like, state officials.
Yes, and I want to find a cop and say, that guy's breaking the law. He has an ice cream cone in his pocket, to see what happens.
Nothing, I'm guessing.
No, I don't think anything would happen.
In Ohio, it's illegal to disrobe in front of a man's portrait. They have a picture of, like, you know, a girl with her back turned, and she's sort of half got the shirt over the top of her head, standing in front of, you know, a portrait of, you know, some crotchety old guy in a suit.
This is in Ohio?
In Ohio, it's illegal to disrobe in front of a man's portrait. Apparently a woman's portrait, it's just fine to disrobe in front of. But a man's portrait, it's illegal.
I'm trying to imagine the circumstances that would have created the necessity for this law. Well, obviously it wouldn't be a necessity, but the demand...
What's the justification for creating the law? How did they sell this to people to get it into the books?
If you really got to know, I'm sure Google will help you understand. Whether it's true or not, who knows, but it's there. Has to be.
I want to do this one, too. In Minnesota, a person may not cross state lines with a bird on top of his head.
I'm getting dumber by the minute. What's the next one?
In Delaware, it's illegal to serve perfume as liquor.
I could see that. That could be harmful to you.
Yeah. Oh, you got to try this new shot I just invented.
You get the bottles mixed up. Some labeling regulation.
I mean, I guess like some of those airplane bottles, you know, the little ones that you get at the liquor store, the one shots for the airplane, right? Like they could be confused as like a perfume bottle, I guess, right? You know,
I guess if you're a drinker, that maybe that does smell good to you.
In Pennsylvania, it's illegal to put a dollar bill on a string and pull it away from somebody when they try to pick it up. That is illegal. You can't fish for dummies.
But I wonder if that's a thing that's ever actually happened. I mean, I've seen it in, like, cartoons and television shows and things like that, but I can't imagine.
Wasn't there an insurance thing where, like, the guy's got the fishing rod and
he throws the
dollar out, you know, and, like, the customer tries to get the dollar and it always gets away from him?
The money thing definitely exists. I've seen that on YouTube. That's the classic prank.
In Utah, no one may walk down the street carrying a paper bag containing a violin.
All right.
Hold up.
Right. A paper bag, violin inside of it. You're walking around, walking down the street is what this says specifically. In Utah, no one may walk down the street carrying a paper bag containing a violin.
See, I have to know the story behind this.
Don't waste any time looking that up.
It's just an illustration of the stupidity of, like...
I have been over here attempting to find out why it is illegal to disrobe in front of a man's portrait in Ohio. All I'm finding is people pointing out that it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a lot of these, here's a stupid law of the day kind of things that are coming up in the results. Nobody that I've seen yet has actually attempted to explain why this was done.
I have to think that most of these are without real explanation. Like,
but
they're
just
too dumb to like have anything that makes, that seems reasonable, because none of them are.
But this means it went through a state Senate and a state House of Representatives, and they both houses voted yes, and then a governor signed it into law.
Yes.
It was a slow day, maybe a slow lot of days.
All of those things occurred in each and every one of these cases. Further illustrating the stupidity of the state.
You would think at least one of these people would stand up and go, wait, what? Why are we making it illegal to put an ice cream cone in your back pocket?
I don't know. But in Vermont, it's illegal to use colored margarine in restaurants unless the menu indicates that you do.
We could almost, I was excited because we can almost test it. Because it's Vermont. That's like 5 minutes away.
That's true. We could get like some orange butter or some green butter or something.
But we don't have a restaurant.
No, we don't.
Nothing's going
to
happen.
But we could go to a restaurant and like bring some of this green butter with us. Be like, oh, you guys are serving green butter, right? You know, like,
oh, that's
you
true.
Know, stage a fake thing, you know. You don't have a sign up. That's illegal, right? Might be fun. In Oklahoma, it's illegal to make love with an automobile.
At some point, you have to let Darwinism happen.
Yeah, tailpipe's hot.
In New Jersey, a person can be arrested for slurping soup in public.
New Jersey isn't terribly far away either.
That is pretty rude.
There you go, Jersey. You want to engage in some public disobedience? Start slurping your soup.
We get like all the keen libertarians to go out there on a cold day with bowls of soup and just sit out there slurping them.
So New Jersey?
Yeah.
For that? No, thanks. I'll meet you in the square and slurp soup.
Good point. Yeah, I don't intend to go to New Jersey again. More of these stupid laws. Don't go anywhere. What else we got? Do we have a quick one?
No.
Okay. Well, think about that as we go out, and we'll be right back. We got more coming up. More reasons that the state is insane. Don't put an ice cream cone in your back pocket. Don't put a violin in a bag and walk down the street.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.